Welcome back to Schizophrenic Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. So, I thought it would be interesting to just talk about podcasts in general in the relation to mental health. So, I started this channel. I had to actually look it up. in June 2018. So, it's been 2 years and some change. And I scroll back and I look at some of the earlier episodes, and they're getting up there in views in downloads. But it's 2 years of work helping people. And some of my episodes helped people more than others. Some of them no one really liked, some of them everyone liked. So it's really sporadic, I guess. But now we have 282 episodes. That's when I start, that's with the ones that I started counting. There's quite a few where I didn't keep in the count, so there's like probably a good 10 episodes that aren't counted. But regardless, I thought, I know how I do the podcast, and I know the quality of my podcast. Let me go check out other people's podcast as far as mental health podcast. So I went through and I listened to a couple. I couldn't even listen to the whole thing. Like, I'm not throwing any other podcasts under the bus. I'm not using any names or anything. But really, like, there are not that many great podcasts out there for mental health. And the ones, like, oh man. It feels like the podcasts are more political than mental health. And in their title, in their description, they say helping with depression or helping with anxiety or whatever. And then you start listening to it, and it's like, well, you only have anxiety because you're racist. Like, what? Like, what? I don't know. I saw this one podcast had over 500 episodes, and scrolling through, and they're pretty much carbon copies of the same thing, and then, like, basically no new topics, 500 of repeating the same thing over and over. And so then you listen to it, and the first 2 minutes of the podcast is an introduction to for you to spend money. Like, hey, you want to buy my product or whatever it is? And I'm like, are you serious? You're doing a podcast to help people who are depressed. Maybe they're depressed because they're broke. And then you spend the first 2 minutes of your podcast playing introduction music and saying, hey, if you're a good human being, you're gonna buy my shit. Like, are you serious? Oh man. This isn't even the topic I was planning on talking about, but before I did the podcast, I thought I would look up the other mental health podcast on here. Now, granted, I'm not seeing all the great podcasts that I know are out there. I believe Yes Theory has a new podcast. I haven't been able to check it out yet. What's that other? Hold on. I can't remember the name of it. I gotta look it up real fast. Impact Theory. There it is. Impact Theory is also a really good podcast. I don't normally watch it or listen to it on podcast apps. I watch the video side of it on YouTube. So impact theory is pretty good. Obviously, Joe Rogan. You can't go wrong with Joe Rogan. Gary Vee has a good podcast. And I don't even like business. Like, I'm definitely not an entrepreneur on any level. Like, I don't think I could sell ice to someone in the desert dying of thirst. Like, that's how bad at selling I am. And, so, no entrepreneur in me at all. But his podcasts are really good for the mental side of it, because he has a lot of good advice, just about getting things done that you can apply to your overall life. So there's a lot of good podcasts out there. I like the video podcast, but I don't like doing the video podcast. So my podcast has always been only in voice, because you know how they used to say it when I was growing up. I don't know if they still say it nowadays, but you have a face for radio. Now, I don't know if it's actually true, but that's just how I feel, so I prefer to keep it this way. Anyway, let's get into it. How are you doing? So, today, I was able to get to the gym first thing in the morning. That was good. Came back home, got work done. I painted another model. I repainted one of the models I've been working on. A baby Groot. I have three other models that need additional coats done on them. I'm getting into, not, wouldn't say getting into it, I've already been in it, but I'm really getting into painting print. So I print models with my 3D printer, like little models, maybe a couple inches tall, some of them bigger, and then I paint them, and it's really relaxing. I enjoy it immensely, and so I use that to unwind. I also got my reading done today. So I would say, all in all, today was a very successful day. And the fact I'm doing the podcast before it gets too late. So I've literally checked off all the blocks. Now, I still need to get some work done. I'm in the middle of fixing some code. And I wanted to get it done before I went to bed, so that in the morning meeting, I can be like, yo, this is finished. So, I'm probably going to stay up for maybe about 2 hours and get some more work done. But that's just because for my lunch break, I took a 2 hour nap. So, I will never disagree if anyone ever calls me lazy. Like, I love taking a nap, an afternoon nap. Like, it's my favorite part of the day. I mean, the gym was good, got a nice workout in, but I miss when my kids were younger. Like, I mean, my kids are still pretty young, but they're past the age where they need to take a nap every day. And I miss it so bad, because it gave me an excuse, because both my kids were the same. They wouldn't take a nap with my wife. They always had to have me there to get them to go to sleep. And I could get them to fall asleep in like 5 minutes. And so I would always put them to bed. And for like afternoon naps, I got to take them because they had to take an afternoon nap. But now my kids don't take naps anymore, and so I have no excuse for why I take an afternoon nap. Except that I'm getting old and I need a nap. So funny. Like all these people who are like, you have to hustle, you have to, work 18 hours a day if you want to make it. I'm like, sure, that works for you. That would never work for me. You have to be self-aware of what you can do and what you can't do. Like, you have to enjoy life. And that's why I've really I guess slowed down or basically stopped posting on social media. I realized yesterday I didn't even post that I posted the podcast episode. I normally post it on like Twitter and Facebook. I've completely 100% left Instagram. I think I've posted once in like 6 months to Instagram. Just I don't like the drama that's attached to social media. I don't like all the negative and the hate and the drama. And so I've pretty much detached my life from social media. And so, yes, I get a lot less downloads when I don't post on social media, but I don't want to deal with social media. It does not help me. It may help the podcast, but it doesn't help me mentally. Like seeing all the negative shit. Because what you put in to your mind, I'm very restrictive on what I allow myself to see and put into my head. And because it's just like when you were a kid and say you watched, I'll give you an example. When I was a kid, I watched Freddy versus, I think, was it Freddy versus Jason or something like that? Scary movie, but I was a little kid, and my dad told me, don't watch it, because they were watching it in the living room, and he told me not to watch it because it was not a movie for me, because I was a little kid, and I was like, oh, I can handle it. So I snuck behind the couch and I watched it. I couldn't sleep for a week. Dude, like that night, definitely that night, I was so scared when I was laying in bed with, and the lights are out, and I was so scared. I was like, and so what I put in the scary movie, and then that's what I got out. If you spend all your time scrolling Facebook, reading comments and seeing the world's ending, the sky's falling, California's burning. If all you see is negative stuff all day, how are you gonna feel? You're gonna feel negative, bad, depressed, whatever. But if you say you listen to audiobooks all day that are inspirational and motivating, you listen to Tony Robbins every morning, things like that. If all you put in is positive, uplifting stuff, then that's how you're gonna feel. You're gonna feel good. So what you put in is what you're gonna get out. And so over the last couple months, definitely experience. Because I crashed hard when we went into lockdown, and I was stuck at home for months on end, and I just couldn't handle it because I have to, get out of the house, and I couldn't even go to the gym. And so I'm thankful now that I'm back at the gym, and I'm somewhat getting back onto a normal schedule, but I learned my lesson. So I definitely restrict what I put in. And social media for me has not done anything. But I will caveat this whole thing with, I do check social media. I have all the notifications turned on so that people can still get a hold of me. I've had people this past week from the pod, listeners from the podcast message me on Instagram. And although I haven't posted on Instagram or even opened it and scrolled through the timeline in 6 months, I still, it won't, when I get the notification that someone sent a message through to me through Instagram, I open it up and I answer them. So that happened this past week. So I do still answer through, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I still respond, but I don't sit there and scroll through the timelines, because 99% of the stuff you see on there is negative. Even with YouTube, as soon as I open YouTube, I go to, because the homepage usually has negative shit on there too, as soon as I open YouTube, I always click on subscriptions, because I've cleaned out my subscription list to only see channels that aren't, that are gonna help. Like Law of Attraction, I'm looking at it right now. So we got Law of Attraction Coaching, we got Tom Bayou, which is the Impact Theory. We got the Daily Wire, obviously. We got Magnus Carlsen. I subscribe to him. He's the greatest chess player in the world right now. He's been the greatest for years now. I have a writing channel I subscribe to. Just because I find I like to learn. Because I enjoy writing as well. Alpha Investments. I watch that just because it's funny. That's a great channel. Just because it's so funny. Chad Prater, Graham Stephan, we got Jeffrey T. Fritz, which is a coding channel that I like, Gary V. But like all the negative, there are no negative ones. Like any of the negative ones that may have used to been there are gone. I unsubscribed, said, hey, I don't want to see him. And I did the same thing with Facebook. Like, with all the drama surrounding football right now, I was subscribed to like the Seahawks, Facebook page. I unsubscribed and blocked that today, actually, because I don't want to deal with the drama and all of that, you know? So. Wow, that was a hell of a tangent right there, man. I got way off track. Yeah. So, I have been streaming on Twitch. Now, this has nothing to do with the podcast or mental health, so I'm not, like, trying to bait y'all over to the Twitch. And I don't even use the same name. So, but it's Silent, S-I-L-E-N-T, _ TV 22. And it has a picture of a skull and crossbones. But that's my Twitch channel. And I play like World of Warcraft or Hearthstone. But lately, I realized that people actually enjoy watching you do things with 3D printers. And so I started doing that because that's a lot easier because I can work on other things. Like I can code on my computer while I have the camera on the 3D printer while I'm printing. And it still gives me a chance to talk to people. So if you want to follow on there and you like watching twitch.tv, so it's twitch.tv/silent_tv22. It has nothing to do with mental health, but if you want to come in there and ask me questions, when I'm streaming about mental health, I'm down to talk about anything, you know? I'm not, like, restricting it to only talking about printers or games. Like, if you want to just hang out and listen to music, that's the place to be. And so, I don't have a set schedule for that either. So it's kind of like, I guess just hit the follow button, and I don't even know if Twitch has notifications, but if it does, then turn those on, and because I only stream for a couple hours at a time, maybe 2 hours, but you can go in there and say, hello, how you doing? All right, I'm gonna end this before we get off track even more. That's it. Oh, if you guys are on the Anchor app listening to this, I know most of you don't listen through Anchor. Most of you are on Apple, iTunes, and Spotify and whatever. But if you do listen through the Anchor app, you can send the voice messages, and then I can use them in the podcast. So you can ask a question, and then I can answer it. So I would play your voice asking a question, then I would answer it. So it would be like we're having a conversation without actually having a conversation. You know what I mean? Or, hey, if anyone wants to be interviewed, I could probably set up some type of Skype call or something, to where we actually do an actual interview for a podcast episode, if anyone wants to do that. Anyway, have a wonderful evening, and I'll see you again.